from KQED.
Fitting into a rigid system has always been hard for Calder Katz, a senior at Venice High School. And unlike most of his classmates, he's not going straight to college. Today, our Graduation Day series continues with the story of how Katz found a different direction on the farm. Helena Liikkanen-Renge reports.
These purplish lettuces, those chards, red chards, that's a patch of carrots. We planted those not too long ago. Then you have wavy lettuce over here. We have a lot of this.
Calder Katz winds his way through Venice High School's learning garden. He kneels down and plants potatoes in the earth. The daily landscaping class is his favorite.
Farming, that's almost like being a parent, you know? You plant these seeds and you nurture them and you make them become as good as possible. You make them the best that they can be.
For Calder, actually enjoying a subject in school hasn't come easy. And he's never really wanted to fit in.
I've always thought that being weird was really cool. When somebody's different, that is so refreshing. You know, get away from the common rabble of everybody else and go into your own little world.
But in school, Calder is expected to complete assignments like everybody else, which for him is sometimes hard to understand.
I really think that the whole school system is sort of a fitting a person into a box situation. You know, like writing an essay. That's such a standardized thing at this point. It's five paragraphs. You know, you have to have the introduction, the core paragraphs, and then the conclusion. Maybe you don't want to write it that way. Maybe you want to start out the intro somewhere else. You know, like start it out like a movie where it starts with the end or something. You know, that doesn't fly with schools.
Calder hit bottom 5 years ago when he failed seventh grade.
At that point, I would have probably thought, I'm going to just go downhill from here. You know, I repeated seventh grade. That's terrible. What student does that? That's a really hard thing to live through the next year because everybody else knows. Because everybody knows each other there. So you get kind of picked on for that kind of stuff. It's kind of a shameful thing.
We're all like rejects from the school system. You know?
Calder's father, Alan Katz, is an artist and understands his son's problems with school.
We tend to learn our own ways, you know, and that school puts you in a rigid, you know, regimentation which is geared towards creating a product more than a human being.
Calder's family is preparing dinner from the vegetables he's brought from his school's garden. Calder's home is like a fairy tale house on a suburban street with its handmade furniture and mosaic detailing.
Well, we did give them a lot of freedom to be themselves.
Oh, come on, you're completely different than most parents.
Yeah, and, well, how would you say we're different?
Because, look at your house. You completely changed the place that you're living.
That's because we're artists, you know,
exactly.
And most people
think
about those things.
Where you are brought up, it really changes what you become, you know?
Calder, go forage. Guys, this is your chance to rob the garden, eat the broccoli, for crying out loud.
That's Diane Pollock, Calder's landscape and horticulture teacher.
They need to explore and they need to find a joy of what the earth is like so they can go out and work with it and find out what is important to save their own environment.
I would have never expected that I would be actually the top of the class. People come to me to find out more about gardening. That's so strange to me. I've never had that sort of aura to me.
Gardening has given Calder so much that after he graduates in June, he's heading overseas to do some farming.
After graduation, I'm going to Sweden for 3 months to work on an organic farm by myself, focusing on wanting to learn more from the world and learn more from other people. Not necessarily teachers. I feel like that would benefit me more than just immediately going into college.
Calder says when he comes back, he won't be the same person he was when he left. For the California Report, I'm Helena Liikanen-Renger in Los Angeles.
That story was produced in collaboration with the USC Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism. Next week, our Graduation Day series continues with a profile of a young contender who hopes boxing will prove his ticket out of poverty.